Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast, Captivate the Room. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their voice every time they speak, in video, live presentations, business meetings, even water cooler conversation. I work with entrepreneurs, business people, actors, podcasters, anyone who wants to make a bigger impact as they share their message and change the world. You can find out more about me at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And I'd love for you to sign up for the Voice Formula. It's a great little video series where I teach you some of the most important tips and techniques to get you on the track fast to making a bigger impact as you share your message to the world. Today, I want to talk about something that's related to psychology of the voice. And it's been really interesting. Over the last few weeks, I've been in sort of a rebranding. I'm doing a rebranding course that it's just phenomenal. It's a business online course, and it's literally the best program I've ever been in. And as a part of that course, I have been talking to ideal clients and reformulating my brand, my work, my programs. And what I've realized, and I talked briefly about this in another episode, but what I've realized is that the work that I do with my one-on-one clients actually needs to be divided out a little bit. No doubt everyone has psychology of the voice. Everyone. It just comes in different forms. And what I've realized is that there are two kinds of people that probably listen to this podcast. And I want you to think about which one of these types you are. There are people that I work with that, while they have a psychology of the voice story, they're not really afraid to put their voice out. They're okay with speaking. They're okay with doing video. They're okay in presentations. They just know they're not captivating the room. Maybe they don't like their voice. Maybe they flatline. They're just not making the impact that they want. But there's not really a fear of speaking, using their words. Then there are the other people that I work with who, yes, they absolutely want to captivate the room, but they're struggling at the wall, is what I call it. And these are the people that I probably relate to the most because we share the same story. These are the people that are still struggling with getting their voice out. And I call it up against the wall because that's kind of how I visualize it. They've got all the pieces in place. They're brilliant at what they do, and their stumbling block, what is keeping them from catapulting their success, is the challenge they face with being heard, putting their voice out. And I get that on so many levels. That is my story. That is probably why my story is what it is and why I am a voice person. You know loads of pieces of my story, but for many of you, I don't know if you know the part of the story where I was raised by a narcissistic mother and I was not allowed to speak. There was no sharing of dreams, goals, ideas, thoughts, anything like that. And when you did, you were pummeled, not physically, but verbally. And that's my psychology. That's where my psychology of the voice story started. That's what I laid into my muscle memory as a child was don't speak, don't say it, don't do it. You don't know what you're going to get. And that is the story for so many people. I work with consistently people who are brilliant, very good at what they do. They tend to be a little analytical. They oftentimes are introverted, not always. Many times they are perfectionist. Very often, they are hyper aware that they cannot seem to use their voice. Many times I hear the word confident. I don't feel confident enough to speak. I don't feel confident when I speak. I'm lacking confidence. So I want to talk about this being at the wall today. And even if you're comfortable using your words, putting your voice out there, you may find this very interesting and you may relate to it. But for those of you who are struggling to use your voice, I want this to be the year that changes everything. Because I do believe that the voice is the missing link to catapult your success. Being heard, feeling heard, using your voice, sharing your story, I believe we are all an answer. And that there is a problem somewhere that we are an answer for. We've always felt like we were the problem, and that helped lay into our muscle memory not to use our voice, to keep it down, pull it back, not even use it in many cases. We are an answer. You are an answer. And the voice is the way that you are going to be that answer for someone's problem, and you are then going to change their life. So this is what happens, and see if this sounds familiar to you. Whatever your circumstances were, now for me, it happened to be a narcissistic mother. And then in turn, I had three older siblings who treated me about the same. The holiday conversation always gravitated to what a failure I was and that I would amount to nothing. In fact, the term waste of human flesh is something that became synonymous with me. So why would I use my voice, right? I mean, I'm taking up space. I'm wasting space. Why in the world would I put my voice out to then in turn be criticized? That's my story. Yours might not be that dramatic, or it might be more dramatic. It could be narcissism. It could be addiction. It could be absent parents. It could be mean siblings. It could be a teacher being bullied at school. It could be mean neighbors or mean babysitter. It could be anything like that. It could go that far back. But what I have found is with many of my people who are not, they don't easily use their voice, is that there was some kind of setup where they never knew what they were going to get. They never knew what would happen if they spoke. They learned to not rock the boat and just be quiet. So here you are as an adult. Maybe you knew this was a problem, but I want to put it in this perspective in relation to your voice. That's your psychology of the voice story. And what that did was it laid in something into your muscle memory that is keeping your voice from flowing. Think of it as a block. Think of it as being at the wall. So this is where the frustration comes in. You're smart. You're good at what you do. And you know that. So you can't get your words out. And then it's tremendously frustrating. Even I've heard the term paralysis. Why can't I speak? You get in a situation at work. You get in a situation with a family person. You get an opportunity to do a video or a podcast or speak, and you're paralyzed. Your voice cannot flow out. I still struggle with that a little bit today when I get blindsided. I don't like blindsided. I like to know what I'm up against all the time. In fact, that's one of the things that I loved about living on the East Coast. And I don't mean any offense by this, because I don't mean it this way at all. But I loved my years in New York, because when you live on the East Coast, especially New York City, you always know where you stand with people. And I loved that, because then I was very rarely blindsided. And if I'm not blindsided, I can use my voice. But if you blindside me, that paralysis, you know, I know how to compensate. I know how to get over it. But boy, that's the instant response sometimes is, because for me, there was no confrontation. You did not confront. So if I get blindsided with something, that brings up confrontation in my muscle memory. And I don't know how, you know, I do now, but that layer wants to say, you don't know how to fight. And then the new layer kicks in and says, yes, you do. You know how to speak your truth beautifully. But it's a new layer that I've put in that I draw from. So here you are, you're smart, you're brilliant, and you're absolutely paralyzed and upset with yourself, not knowing, why can't I just say what I need to say? Which leads to tremendous frustration, which leads to tremendous beating yourself up. And then you try it all again the next day, or the next day, or the next day, and you repeat the same pattern. And the frustration builds, the paralysis builds, and you don't know what to do. So oftentimes what you do is maybe you walk away. You just walk away. Or maybe you just get silent and take it. Or maybe you revert to, I'm just going to send an email. I'll deal with this in email. I'll use my voice in writing. Or maybe, and I've heard this from a lot of people, they take it and take it and take it, and they say nothing and say nothing and say nothing. And then one day they absolutely lose it and vomit their truth all over everyone. And it's terrifying. And then the first thing in your thought is, well, I can't use my voice. That's what happens when I say what I need to say. So I'm just not going to say what I need to say. And you repeat the pattern. And that's what's laid into your muscle memory. And it doesn't have to be that way. We can't take that away. My layers are still there. I just told you a story about how if I'm blindsided or confronted, that layer is still there, but now I have a new layer to draw from, which is basically a technique, basically a skill set that I've put into my muscle memory, and I pull that layer up. It's almost all, it's on the top, and it's almost always there for me, but sometimes if I get completely thrown off guard or completely attacked, I feel remnants of the old one. So you might be working in the old one all the time, and that's where the frustration lies. Because in your mind, it doesn't make sense why you can't say, I'm not going to do that, or I don't appreciate that, or I'd really rather have Italian food over Chinese food tonight, or whatever it is. So I want to tell you that there is hope. You have a vision of doing video. You have a goal to speak live. You have a goal to reach more people. You have a goal to go beyond one-on-one. Most of you are probably okay with one-on-one, but anything beyond that can throw you. You have a goal for a promotion. You have a goal to run a team. And it seems so far away because you can't wrap your mind around why you can't use your voice. And this is why. But I want to give you hope, because there is a way to get on the other side of this, and it's not as hard as you think. Now, I don't want to minimize it, because it is a journey. And that's what all of the people I work with, they say. They say, I came to you to fix my voice, but boy, you transformed my life. And it's a journey. And everybody works on their journey at a different pace. I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I've done what I refer to sometimes as voice hacks. I have figured out a way to get some results fast, because you need the relief and because you need the technique to start getting something different back. You do the same thing, you put the same thing out or not, and you keep getting the result back, which is, maybe you get run over in conversations. Maybe you don't get your way. Maybe you don't like the outcome. And then the internal dialogue kicks in and you beat yourself up. So we have to put out something different. Well, we've got to get you past the block so that you can put out something different. And right now, a big part of the problem is that you're stuck up in your head. Oh, I wish I'd done this. Oh, I can't believe that. Oh. Your head's going wild. You're an analytic. Many of you are analytical. I would say 99% of the people that come to work with me are analytical. So you're smart. And I'm not saying that people that aren't analytical aren't smart. That's not what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. I'm not analytical, but I think I'm smart at some things. So What we have to do is we have to get you out of your head and grounded back to your body. You've heard me talk about mind-body-voice connection. In fact, I think that's one of my most popular podcast episodes. That in order for you to share your message, in order to get the voice flowing, mind, body, and voice have to be connected. So if you're up in your head, you're disconnected from your body and your voice. So we have to get you grounded back in your body and connected to your voice. When we can do that through a series of techniques, your voice will start flowing. Right now, the voice pipeline is blocked because you're up in your head. But what we can do is we can get you back in your body. One of the ways you can do this, when you're all up in your head and you're wishing you could say something, make sure you're breathing. Stop, take in a rib expansion breath, and reset. That will pull you back into your body and get you out of your head. Now, in tandem with this, we want to look at these fears. I don't think we have to dive into the deep, dark abyss of the psychology of the voice. I think it's relevant, and I think it's important, and I think we have to unravel the fears. They can't just be global. Well, I'm afraid. All right, good. There we go. There's a start. What are you afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of rejection. All right, good. Let's take it down another layer. That's what I do when I work with people, is let's get to the bottom rung of that ladder of fear. Unravel what it is exactly that you're afraid of. And then ask yourself the question, is this true? If you get to the bottom of that fear and discover, well, I'm afraid they're going to think I'm stupid. Is this true? The answer almost always will be no. They're going to think I don't know what I'm talking about. Is this true? They're going to think they're not going to like me. Is this true? And then you have to think about instances when that wasn't true. And you're going to discover that a whole lot of times that wasn't true. It's us in our mind creating this fear that is then laying into our muscles. Don't let that voice out. You can't say it. You can't go there. You can't talk. Don't even think about doing a video because you're not doing it. Right? So in tandem, we get you back in your body. We unravel the fears, taking them down layer by layer, asking the question, is this true? Is this real? And that gets the flow going. And then we do some things to keep you in your body, to keep the flow going. And then guess what happens? You start putting your words out there. And just from that alone, you start building confidence. But then what we can do is we can layer in some of the beautiful elements of vocal variety and the mechanics of dropping your jaw and bringing your sound out of the back of your throat, getting you connected to your breath. So you will step into vulnerability. And when you're in vulnerability, you can create more connections. You create more connections, you catapult your career. You see how that works? And then you start flowing all of that out, and the reaction that you get back is different. And that is truly where the confidence comes from. From the reaction that you get back, you're still living in the old psychology of the voice reaction, which is when I put my voice out, this is what happens and it's bad, so don't do it. And that's what's laid into your muscle memory. So we can reframe that. We can lay in a new layer. We can't take the other layer away. It may still pop up sometimes, but you have a new layer that you draw from. A new layer that is usually activated now the more you use it and is there for you. But you can also use it as a tool in case the other layer rears its ugly head. So I wanted to give you that hope today. I wanted to see if that resonated with you, if that makes sense to you, and to give you some relief on stop feeling inadequate, stop being frustrated with yourself for not being able to put your voice out there, because that's why. there is a great valid reason why you're not doing it. And there are great valid techniques to create that ease, to remove that inability to speak your truth beautifully, to get that flow going, to get you past that feeling of, ugh, they just called my name, I have to speak. Now, there may always be some fear, but we can turn that fear around into a good energy. I still get afraid sometimes when I speak, but I know how to turn it into a good kind of speaking energy. And the same can happen for you. So I want you to chew on that for a little bit. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear where your challenges are, and let's see how we can get you to the other side. But you can start with pulling yourself out of your head, getting a reset through taking a breath. Feel your feet planted on the ground. Think of yourself as a tree. Now, this might be a little out there. Think of yourself as a tree, and the roots of that tree are going out of the bottom of your feet and into the ground, and you are secure standing there. And you take in that breath, and you pull yourself down out of your head, and you start with baby steps. You've gone through the fears. You know they're not real. And baby steps, you gently start putting your voice out. And you start getting a different reaction back, and you start believing you can do it. And I believe you can do it, and I believe you should do it, because you are someone's answer. So that's it for today. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how I can help. Come and visit me. Send me an email. Leave me a comment. Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And thank you for being here, for listening, for your shares, for your downloads. I'm most grateful. And until next time, get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.